Welcome to It's Possible with your host, Dan Hain. It's Possible is brought to you each week by dhmissions.com. We want to help you partner with God and watch your impossibilities become possibilities.
But if you're in the presence of God and you're looking at things the way He looks at them with an eternal perspective, all of a sudden, all things become possible, and there's nothing that can hold you back. Welcome to It's Possible. Let's pray right now and activate some things in the Spirit. Father, we thank You for pouring out insight and revelation on every listener and for bringing up our faith to a much higher level as we listen to this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to continue to tell the stories of amazing miracles that I've seen God do. Today, I'll begin to tell some of the miracles that I saw God do when I traveled to India back in 2001. Now, don't go anywhere. We're going to hear these amazing miracles that happened in India in about 90 seconds.
You're listening to It's Possible with Dan Hain. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Hain. I want to tell you about my book, Keys to Your Future, Going Beyond the Veil to Discover Purpose. Has your life become a meaningless, repetitive routine? Uncovering God's plan can pull you out of that dull, recurring cycle that's leading nowhere and leaving little or no impact. Let Keys to Your Future launch you into an amazing journey that God has planned for you. Keys to Your Future will help you identify and unlock your purpose, overcome obstacles to walking in your destiny, and much more. Keys to Your Future comes in softcover, hardback, and ebook formats. This book is available from all book retailers in the U.S. and most other countries. You can also order Keys to Your Future from Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. For details, visit our website at dhmissions.com. Keys to Your Future. Get your copy today.
Let's go back to It's Possible with Dan Hain.
Welcome back to It's Possible. I want to continue today telling the stories of amazing miracles that I've seen God do. Today I'm going to tell you some of the stories that happened during a ministry trip that I took with two Bible school friends of mine. James Robinson and Rick Penny both took a trip with me for 3 weeks to India, where we ministered in pastors' conferences and church meetings. There were many healing miracles that transpired over a period of 3 weeks while we were in India. And the most common healing miracle that took place was when women who were intercessors for these churches that we ministered at would come to us with badly damaged knees. What happened was these churches were built on poured concrete floors, and these women felt that they needed to kneel on the floor in order to pray before God. And they had a practice of praying 10 to 12 hours a day, kneeling on their knees before God. And these extended times of prayer kneeling on a poured concrete floor had taken a toll on their knees. Their knees were just all banged up and damaged, and now they were saying they could only pray for about 2 hours a day, and they had this desire and passion to pray like they used to for 10 to 12 hours a day. The amazing thing is that every time we prayed for these women's knees, God would heal them. This healing miracle happened 100% of the time. And over the 3 week period of time that we were there in India, this happened dozens and dozens of times. When we ministered in another church, a young mother came up to me that had been bitten by a dog and she had contracted rabies. And this young mother had gone to the doctor and he had done what he could and he had basically sent her home to die. Now, this young mother was extremely concerned about her two infant children and what would happen to them if she were to die from rabies. She was at a point now where her throat was beginning to swell and she was having difficulty breathing. So I prayed over her, and I commanded the spirit of death to loose its grip on her and to go from her in the name of Jesus. And I also commanded the swelling in her throat to go down and for breathing to be restored in the name of Jesus. We felt God's presence come upon her in a mighty way at that point in time. And we saw the swelling in her throat go down and she began to breathe normally. She was so excited to be touched by the miraculous power of God in that moment of time. We ministered at that church a second night, and the mother came back to us, and she was full of life, full of the light of God. It was truly amazing to see that God had healed this young lady from rabies. Now, my friend James was ministering in another church, and he had a word of knowledge that people were suffering from headaches. And there were about 15 women that raised their hands saying, "Yes, I've been challenged with headaches." And James felt like he needed to teach them how to pray to receive a miracle so that when the time came for us to leave and go home, that they would have some tools in their hands that they could use to pray for miracles in the future. So James had these women that were being challenged with headaches place their hands on their heads, and he had them repeat after him a simple prayer. And the prayer went like this: "In the name of Jesus, I take authority over this headache, and I command it to go. I believe that by the stripes of Jesus I was healed, and I take that healing provision right now in Jesus' name." Well, everyone's headache left except for about four women. And James had the women who were healed of the headaches surround the four women that still were challenged with the headaches and pray for their headaches to leave in the name of Jesus. The amazing thing is that the four women who had the headaches at this point in time were healed of their headaches at that moment. Now, here's where it really got good. There was a man who was blind in his left eye, and James had the 15 women that were healed of their headaches go and surround the man that was blind in his left eye and pray for the blindness to leave him in the same way that they prayed for the headaches to leave them several moments prior to that. And a most amazing thing happened. The blindness left this man's eye, and he was healed by the power of God instantly. He held his Bible up in front of himself. He closed his right eye, and he was reading from his Bible perfectly with his left eye. What an amazing thing to see. And I can feel the healing presence of God flowing very strong over the radio waves right now. And the same healing presence and ability of God that was in these miracles that I told you today is coming and surrounding your situation right now. Take a hold of your healing right now. Receive your healing miracle in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're running out of time once again, but remember, you can pray for any healing miracle the same way you would pray for a headache to be healed. Tell whatever's afflicting you that you don't receive it. Say that by the stripes of Jesus you were healed and that you receive and take your healing. Then tell whatever's attacking you to go in the name of Jesus, and it has to go. Don't forget to send us an email to tell us what God's doing. You can send your email to dan@dhmissions.com. Now, if you'd like to hear any of the It's Possible segments again, they're all on our website, dhmissions.com. Click the radio button and go to archives to find our broadcast. Coming up next is our comment line where you can call in and talk to us live. The number to call is 214-556-6239. Now don't go away, we'll be back live with our comment line right after this.
Thank you for listening to It's Possible. This broadcast is supported and brought to you by listeners just like you. If you would like to partner with us, please visit our website at dhmissions.com, where you can also find many helpful resources. Let us know how this program has encouraged you. Dan's email address is dan@dhmissions.com. See you next time, and remember, with God, it's possible.